everyone, and welcome to the Iona and Jasmine Real Talk. I'm Iona.
And I'm Jasmine. We're lifelong friends who've been through it all, and now we're bringing you along for the ride.
In this episode, we will be discussing social situations
and awkward encounters. The other day, we were both discussing some funny social behaviours that we both have in common, so we thought maybe you have them as well.
So grab a snack and join us as we share our stories again.
So the first thing we were talking about earlier was like when you zone out during a conversation and then you have to somehow hide this from the other person. So Iona, for the first question, describe a situation in which you've had to do this.
I, to be honest, zone out a lot of the time during conversations, and sometimes it will be when I'm on my phone and I'm busy looking at something and somebody's talking to me at the same time, and then I basically have to ask them to repeat. Or the other times, the most times that I zone out is in church when we're like after the service and we're in groups talking to each other, and I will just listening to the conversation that I'm with, but then I'll look around the room and I zone out, or I'll be thinking about something, or I actually listen to other people's conversations in different groups. Do you ever do that?
Yeah, actually, to be fair, this kind of like environment is like the worst one for doing this, because like at church or at like some business networking event, there's like thousands of conversations going on at once and you can hear all of them. So sometimes like another one is way more interesting than the one that I'm in. And the worst thing is when like I just respond to the other person's conversation. So like I remember one time I was in a coffee shop and this kid was telling me that like they were getting bullied at school. But I wasn't listening to her, actually, I was listening to this other conversation, and I can't even remember what these people were talking about, but it was really interesting. So then, when this kid stopped and explained this bullying situation, she paused so that I could, like, take my turn in the conversation, and I just said, oh, that's really cool, and she was like, cool, I'm being bullied, and I was like, oh no, I mean, it's, and then I tried to make up some reason why it is cool, like, I was like, oh, it's cool that you're able to, like, defend yourself and to stand up for yourself, so I'm not very good at just asking people to repeat or just telling people I wasn't listening. I always have to try to, like, make an excuse, or I try and, like, bring it around so that it makes sense. And then, like, yeah, like, I do this a lot. But because I always respond positively as well. If I don't know what they've said, I just, oh, that's really good. So most of the time, if it's something negative, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, my mom died or something, and I'm like, oh, that's really good. Be like, oh, it's so good that they're in a better place, you know, to try and find an excuse for my reaction.
I feel like for me, it's mostly that I'm a main part of a conversation as a listener. So I'll listen to the conversation, but then I'll zone out and I'll miss part of the conversation and then zone back in. And I'm thinking, what's going on?
Yeah, does it happen to you at work as well? I feel like in work meetings, this is awkward when people, like, everyone's talking and then they ask you what you think about the work topic and you're like,
I don't have that many work meetings, so usually I stay in the zone and listen to everything, but sometimes I might zone out during the working hour when all the children are around because I work in a nursery, and then somebody might say, what are you doing? You're supposed to be interacting with the children. And then I snap back in to consciousness. Well, I think it's really normal to zone out.
What are your top tips for staying focused?
Well, for me, especially in church, because I really struggled to sit still for a long period of time. And so if I'm sitting in church, I have to like fiddle with something with my fingers to try and stay focused. Sometimes that's like a fidget spinner, and sometimes is helpful to write notes when you're in a meeting so that you stay focused. But other times, I might not do any of those, and then I'll just be in a world of my own.
Yeah, like, for example, now I'm also playing with my hair, I think, for the entire thing. Like, I have a random bit of hair that I, like, play with constantly since I was a kid, and it has to be a particular piece of hair, I don't know why. But the only problem is now I'm trying to overcome this habit because it's really obvious, and people always mention it to me, and they're like, oh, you always play with your hair. Or I've had people say to me, oh, are you nervous? I'm like, no, why would I be nervous? I'm like, oh, because you're playing with your hair, and people play with their hair when they're nervous. I'm like, no, I think I just do it when I sit down. Like, I think that's just it. So now I'm trying to find new ways to, like, maybe more subtle ways of, like, playing with something. But it always goes back to my hair because, like, I've been doing it for, like, probably 26 years. So
I also think that all these characteristics that we both have, I always thought that they were a bit, like, childish, and it kind of makes you feel like you're not a real adult.
It's true, but I don't think I'm a real adult, to be honest. Like, I'm not sure if I'll ever be a real adult, but that's fine. I don't need to be a real adult.
But I guess everyone does these things and they just look like real adults.
Exactly. The thing is, I think everyone is thinking, probably most people are thinking in a similar way, and you don't know it until someone else tells you that they're doing the same.
Yeah. And then you're like, hold on, are doing the same thing, and you look like the adult and I don't look like the adult.
Exactly, like, in the end, probably no one is listening in any conversation. Everyone is just all zoned out. Everyone is bored in church, like, fiddling with their hair or their fingers or, like, whatever else they're doing. But note taking is good.
Yeah, some people, I feel like they're really good at sitting still in church and listening to the whole thing. And I'm like, how do they do that? Because I can't concentrate for that long. So some things are like characteristics of, like, I don't know, ADHD.
It's true, probably. Yeah, although I can also, I'm actually very good at focusing on certain things. Like, some things I'm really good at, but it's really funny because, like, if I get, like, a project and I really like this project, I'll be, like, really focused on it. And my colleague is the same. So, like, a few days ago, like, he was, like, in his lunch break, and he decided to write this, like, song. So he was, like, really concentrated, all focused on this lunch break, writing this song about the cleaner that comes into our office. Like, and, like, I thought he was doing something really serious. And then, like, in the end, he was like, yeah, I'm really in the zone. And I was like, oh, great, it's really good when you're in the zone, you know. And then afterwards, I found he was just writing a song, and I was like, why? Like, so it's very funny. Me and him have, like, the same kind of brain. We just, like, get very focused on random things, which is quite funny.
The one thing I feel that I can focus on is knitting. I've got into knitting, and I think it's to do with having active fingers doing something.
Yeah.
And I can watch a film and do knitting at the same time, and I feel like I can focus a lot more. So if we could ever have knitting in church, I would do that.
Yeah, to be fair, you should, because, like, I feel like it's no one's going to make something for you to concentrate. Like, I used to bring colouring to lectures. I would always bring colouring, because I know if I colouring, I'm focused.
Yeah.
So I feel like you should always, like, do something that helps you to concentrate anyway. But I do want to learn crochet. Like, my friend was trying to teach me, but I couldn't. It was too maybe it's complicated. I think I'm not very good at knots or anything like this. I just sat there like, this is too long. Like, I don't have the patience to learn this. But I think it would be a cool skill to have.
Yeah. Have you ever found yourself getting, like, distracted between, like, routines and jobs and chores?
Yeah, this whole weekend, I think you've watched me, like, with this in the kitchen. I don't know, I've always been like this. Like, I remember my mum used to call me an airhead. And then, like, my husband is the same. And I remember one time, like, you came round, and then mum was like, mind the airheads. And then, like, you came into the kitchen, and there was, like, I don't know, I had some, like, water inside, like, a saucepan lid or something. Because, like, I couldn't find the saucepan, so I was just, oh, I'll take it in the lid. And then Andrew was doing something other stupid thing, and it was like, oh, no. Yeah, so our Christmas tree was up for 3 months, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like I get distracted between doing things. Like, I'll be getting ready for going out and brushing my teeth, and then when I've done that, normally I wash my face and get dressed, blah blah blah, but sometimes I'll be brushing my teeth thinking about something, so then I'll finish brushing my teeth and get distracted and go off and do something else. And then I end up being late for wherever I'm going. Or like you'll be doing a household chore and then you'll be like sweeping, but then you think, actually, let me go and do this as well because I won't be able to finish sweeping if that's not done. And then you do that, and then that makes you think of something else. So then you start doing the other thing, and then you completely forget what you started off doing. Do you ever do that?
Yeah, like, I remember I lived with my flatmate, and she was like, I know exactly where you've been in the kitchen, because it's like, you've opened the drawer, you've left the butter, there's butter on the floor, then there's an egg on the side, and there's a milk, and I was like, oh yeah, I think we got the butter out to do that. And then I realised the eggs were out of date, and then I went to buy more eggs, and it would just be like this entire story of the kitchen. But getting ready, I'm quick. I do it in like 15 minutes. Because I don't want to waste time. So I get up 15 minutes deliberately before I need to leave. And then I have like a really like quick routine. Like, right, teeth, get dressed, do this. And then it's done. Because like, I feel like in the morning, if I spend too long getting ready, I get like claustrophobic. So I don't know.
I always take too long getting ready just because I get distracted between like routines. So I need to give myself time to get distracted. But I need my distraction time.
But if you remove the time, you won't get distracted.
I feel like I'm a lot slower. Like, my brain works really slowly. Have you ever noticed that you talk really fast?
Yeah.
And for some reason, I don't.
Yeah.
I talk really slowly. You talk really fast. You think really fast, but I think very slowly.
Yeah, because, like, I only realised this, like, literally about 2 years ago, 1 year ago, that people don't listen to everything on double or triple speed. Because I listen to everything on double or triple speed, and the only other person I listen to things with is, like, my husband, who I've been with for 10 years, and he also listens to stuff like this. So if we listen in the car, it's always double speed. And I even watch films on 1.5 speed, like on Netflix, because I don't like it's too slow otherwise. And I read very quickly. So yeah, I don't know why, but it's cool. It's a good skill. It's very efficient, you know.
Whereas I think and talk really slowly. So when like I'm reading something or listening to something, I feel like I have to read it like over 3-4 times for it to like sink into my brain.
Yeah, to be fair, like reading, I'm fast at reading, but I don't think I absorb it as well as like listening to it. Like,
or even when I'm listening to something, I have to like go back. It, like, if I put the sound on the Bible app and let it read, I can't concentrate very well on the words because it's reading at a normal pace, but it's too fast for me even still. So then I have to read through it in my own pace for me to, like, understand what it's saying.
It's really interesting because, like, I literally have the opposite. Like, if I listen to it on a normal pace, I can't concentrate. I don't know why. Like, it just seems maybe it's too slow. So probably it's so slow that my brain ends up thinking of something else while I'm, like,
processing. So we have very similar characteristics, but you're, like, on top speed and I'm on, like,
on the low speed.
Slow motion speed.
Really funny. Yeah, I think Andrew is half-half. He's slow motion for reading. He's really slow at reading. But listening, he's fast. Yeah. But it is funny how everyone is different and has, like, different characteristics. And this is why social situations are, like, kind of funny. Because you're interacting with someone who is probably really different to you. And especially when it's a stranger, that's why you get these, like, awkward encounters with people.
Yeah, what's the most awkward encounter you've had?
Oh, I don't know, actually. I have a lot of awkward encounters. I'm not sure. Like, definitely times I've zoned out have been pretty awkward, to be honest. Like, I remember one time, like, I was talking to this guy about his grandkids, and then he was telling me about his grandkids, and then I zoned out. And then he said, when I zoned back into the conversation, he was like, oh, and they drew a circle on my head. And I, like, laughed, thinking he was still talking about his grandkids. And then he said, for the biopsy to check for the cancer.
Oh no.
And I was like, oh no. And then it was like, I don't even know how to get out of this because I just laughed at the fact that he had cancer. So, yeah, those ones are always pretty awkward. I had another story where I told someone, like, a story that I thought was funny that was, like, I don't know, it was basically about me being sick in India. And it was, like, I told this story that was kind of, like, graphic and, like, a bit gross. And then, like, most of the time, like, people laugh at this story. But this random guy was just like, he just didn't laugh and was like, that's kind of disgusting. You should have like cleaned that up. And I was like, oh, this is really awkward now. Like, or I've said awkward things at work. Like, I remember I made like a kind of a, I don't know, like not as really dirty joke, but like kind of a, maybe a slightly inappropriate joke at work, thinking that it was funny. And then my manager just like didn't laugh at all. And I was like, okay, never mind. I'm just going to like dig a hole and crawl into it now. What about you? What are your awkward encounters?
I feel like I don't remember many encounters because I zone out, but I feel like awkward ones are like when I don't know things as much as other people know things. So then I might say something like ask a question or say an answer to something, and everyone else is smarter than me, so then they just laugh at my response, and then I feel like I'm very stupid and awkward.
Oh no! Yeah, that is a bit awkward.
It is, because I, like, they think that you're making a stupid question because they think that you're on the same knowledge level as them, but actually for me, I feel like I'm naive in whatever topic they are talking about, and so for me it's not a stupid question.
But then, to be fair, probably if they ask you a question about like childcare or something, probably they would ask a stupid question. Like, I probably ask stupid questions because I don't know about these things.
Yeah, that's so true. Everyone has their own like knowledge in different topics, and that's the good thing, that God created us to be different and have different strengths, so we're not all robots.
No, exactly. And people like books, they have like a lot of information on like a particular topic.
Yeah,
which is pretty cool.
So in your characteristic,
yeah,
if your house if you left your house,
yeah,
or you disappeared or you died,
yeah,
and someone walked into your house as it is like a museum, what do you think they would think of your characteristic?
I think they would think, I think my house is pretty tidy now. Normally it's a mess, but I think they would think...
Would they know your personality, or would they know who you are by anything?
I feel like probably not, because Andrew just likes the wall to be white, so we have like no personality, pictures. No pictures, nothing in our house. I think they'd think we're probably really like, I don't know, like, I don't know what they would think, really strict or something.
Yeah.
So maybe no, although we have a lot of video games and a lot of random things in our house. So they would probably, I think they would just think two nerdy people, who are very ordered and like the same uniform colour everywhere, which is like vaguely true. The nerdy people is true.
Whereas like in the house we visited today, everyone in those eras showed you how wealthy they were with like their pictures of their food and what they could afford, and the different people in their families.
Yeah.
You could see their personalities and like their styles from different rooms.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
What wallpaper they have and like what kind of furniture they've chosen.
Yeah. What about your house? Do you think you would, someone
my
would
house,
tell?
We have some pictures of us, but I don't think you could tell our proper personalities. Maybe like our bookshelf in our bedroom, it's kind of got like trinkets, books, DVDs, and it's a little bit unorganized, and We have cat toys and a cat tower for our cat, and we have some like bespoke quirky kind of things, like our wooden table, and then we've got an orange table runner that matches with our orange cushions. So I guess you could, someone may think, oh, this person had a little bit of style, or they were good at matching colours, or I don't know. If they looked in our garden, at the back of our garden, they might think that we like gardening. We have a nice greenhouse, so they probably think, oh, they're really into gardening, but the rest of our garden isn't fully done, so they may think we're amateur, which we are.
I think the one thing I would notice,
I'm not sure anything else. What would you notice from my house?
The chairs, the dining room chairs that are like from the church that have the space for the Bible in the back, like that's because they're not dining room chairs, they're like pew chairs.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
That is pretty cool. So I feel like from that they would know you go to church, because like who else has those chairs?
I feel like only a church person would notice that.
True.
Someone that doesn't go to church might see those chairs and think, what's that bit at the back for?
Yeah, true. And your living room is quite good, because you actually have like things from your wedding, you have like photo stuff.
Yeah.
So a bit more than our house anyway, because we don't have anything like that. So I think your house is more cozy than ours.
Yeah.
But it's good.
And I also have lots of blankets around, so it shows that I like cozy things.
Yeah.
I like warm things, and yeah, we haven't done a lot in our house at the moment.
No, but you'll get there eventually. You got some inspiration today from visiting the Victorian mansion, so
yes,
there you go. Maybe you can have silk on the walls.
Tudorish.
Yep, exactly. There we go. Well, that's probably all for today, so we will see you guys soon with our next topic.
What should we talk about next time?
Not sure. Maybe Easter traditions, because that could be an interesting topic, or festivals and celebrations in general, like traditions within the house. But we can think and have a look.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks again, and we hope to see you soon.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.